Have you ever wondered whether your kids would be better off if you pulled them out of school and taught them yourself? Well, other parents have too. They're homeschoolers. Today on Homeschool Heartbeat with your host, Mike Smith, hear from an attorney who talks to parents making that decision every day.
Our guest today is one of our attorneys at Homeschool Legal Defense Association, T.J. Schmidt. T.J., welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
This week, we're going to talk about some practical considerations for parents who want to withdraw their children from public school in the middle of the year. But TJ, would you tell us first, what are some of the most common reasons you hear why parents are withdrawing their children mid-year?
Well, Mike, we do hear from a lot of parents who decide to pull their children out of public school in the middle of the school year. These parents often tell us that they're frustrated with their local school system not meeting the educational or unique needs of their children. Many times we speak to families whose children are not being challenged. They're falling behind because they don't learn exactly the same way as everyone else, or they have a special educational disability. When you teach your children at home, you have the flexibility to develop an individualized program with the curriculum that you want. Some parents are also discouraged by the unsafe environment of their local school system, where bullying, drugs, and violence may be present. Other parents are simply fed up with the public school system, undermining their values and actively opposing their biblical worldview. At home, parents have the freedom to share their faith and build a moral foundation for their children.
Very good, TJ. As we'll see throughout this week, HSLDA is committed to helping parents homeschool, no matter when they start. Once they've made that decision, what steps do they need to take to legally withdraw their child from a public school and avoid any truancy issues?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest is that they contact HSLDA for help. We can walk them through their individual situation and help make a smooth transition from public school to home. Because each state is different, I would strongly encourage a parent to become familiar with their state's legal requirements to teach your children at home. If they're required to notify either local or state officials of their decision, HSLDA has forms which a parent can use to satisfy all of those requirements. One of the most important things to do is to ensure that your child is officially withdrawn from the public school system so you don't receive a truancy notice from local school officials when the child doesn't show up at school. Some states begin these proceedings when a child has only 3 unexcused absences. Finally, HSLDA has several consultants available to help parents to decide what curriculum might fit their child and family.
Well, thanks, TJ. That's essential information. And we encourage any parents considering homeschooling to contact us and learn about the legal support that HSLDA can provide for your homeschool. And until next time, I'm Mike Smith. Today, HSLDA's Toddlers to Tweens consultant Vicki Bentley joins us with more help for parents who are thinking about starting to homeschool mid-year. Vicki, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Vicki, when a parent decides to withdraw a child from public school mid-year, what's the first thing they need to know in terms of practical teaching?
Well, Mike, think of homeschooling as a journey, and your curriculum, your course of study, is the roadmap or the directions. If I called you and asked for directions, you'd probably want to know where I am and where I want it to go, and it's the same with homeschooling. If you need help figuring out where your child is, our site has information on placement tests, skills checklists, and other evaluative tools. If you're not sure where you're headed, you can check out our article, What Should I Be Teaching? Besides curriculum, establishing a workable routine will give your children security. You can be somewhat flexible, but don't compromise on basic skill subjects and Bible or character. Also, be prepared to hear, "That's not how my teacher did it," and be patient with your child. And remember that this is new for him, too. Parents, when we start out, sometimes we only know what to do what we experienced, so we tend to recreate school at home. But home education is more than just school at home. It's a lifestyle choice, a relationship of mentoring and discipling our children, a lifestyle of learning.
Vicki, how important is it to have a really formal school program if you start homeschooling in the middle of the school year?
Well, some children coming out of a conventional school, mid-year or not, may feel more secure in that familiar, structured class setting, especially at first. So you can do the desk thing, or you can relax a bit and sit at the kitchen table. If by formal you mean having an outlined plan, many moms feel more comfortable having some specific goals, and we all feel more secure with a routine of sorts.
Now, does that vary depending upon the age of the student, Vicki?
Well, regardless of your kids' ages or your homeschooling style, it's important to have a plan, set some goals, and then select materials or activities to meet those goals. We want to make sure we have age-appropriate and developmentally appropriate expectations. With primary students, our main goals are to give them lots of physical and creative play, experiences, discovery learning. Think of it as hooks on which to hang their future learning. Remember, what looks like play to us is work to them. As they get older, our expectations are going to increase with their maturity. We want to continue to nurture academic excellence, along with faith and character, of course, to encourage self-motivated learners.
Now, Vicki, do you have any good tips for helping a child deal with the transition from public school to homeschool in the middle of the year?
Well, Mike, the transition is not only academic, but also emotional and spiritual. His familiar routine, his security has changed. He may miss his friends or activities or even his teachers. So invest some time to become reacquainted with your child. Pay attention to his passions, his interests, his areas of strengths, areas of need. You want to have a plan, but hold it loosely and make adjustments along the way. On the social front, local support groups are a big help in that area. But don't get overwhelmed with extracurricular activities. And by the way, not all kids are thrilled to be homeschooled, whether it's a mid-year decision or not. One of our girls, at age 14, became unhappy with our decision. She went on and graduated as a homeschooler, sent us a thank you note for sticking with it, and now she writes curriculum and homeschool blogs, and she homeschools their three little girls.
Thanks so much for that good advice, Vicki. And until next time, I'm Mike Smith.
How can the Homeschool Legal Defense Association help you? Well, to find out, contact us and ask for a free copy of You Can Homeschool. You'll get answers to important questions, plus you'll discover how we can help you 365 days a year and protect your right to homeschool your children. Call us toll-free at 1-866-338-8614. That's 1-866-338-8614. Or you can visit us online at homeschoolheartbeat.com.